Come see the animals at Arbuckle Wilderness. The animals are waiting for you. You can get Gourgaya bison at Arbuckle Wilderness.
The animals are gonna kill you.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate. Let's love.
Y'all, that just happened.
Y'all, thoughts and prayers go out to that family, by the way.
Woman.
We're not making fun of it.
Just happened this week.
But someone got fucking gored by a bison at Arbuckle Wilderness.
Which is weird to me because it's a perfect COVID place because you don't get out of your car. You just drive through and
see
them.
I'm not laughing at the person. I'm laughing at the concept of someone getting gored by a bison.
Someone.
You must have taunted that bison.
Exactly. And
so
got,
I was like, hey!
Hey, bison.
Hey, you look ridiculous.
Come here. Someone messaged me and said, you know, they said, I forget where they said I live. They said, but I really want to go to Oklahoma now because it seems to be like there's a lot of shady private zoos. And I said, I think you're right.
That's what on the back of the state quarter, lots of shady private zoos.
Lots of shady, period.
I kind of think whoever had that happen got what's coming to them, because that's what happens when you cage animals. That's why.
Well, I don't think she worked there.
I know, but I'm saying animal, yeah. That's karma. Universal
yeah.
karma.
The animals, you know, really aren't that exotic there. It's just the bison. I mean, there's giraffes
and
zebras.
It's kind of like the more we fuck with the planet, the more the planet's going to get us back.
Oh, yeah. This pandemic is Mother Earth saying, fuck you.
Not so fast.
Not so fast. I'm in control, bitches.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
I totally
I think.
Agree.
And you know what? I think there will be more. I do.
Okay.
Buy your gas mask, everybody. Get in the bunker. And have a good day. You know what someone said? You're going to be fine. We kind of told a very sad story the other way. I talked about all my girls at the Clinique counter.
Oh.
And we had a sister.
It was really sad.
And then... Well, Southern story, y'all. And I talked about how
this was brutal.
One of them died in childbirth.
I was speechless.
And there was a sissy who said, I'm the same age as that girl and I'm giving birth next week. Good story. And I was like, sorry, you're going to be fine.
Y'all, if you didn't know what Arbuckle Wilderness was, this was some piece of shit said, I don't know what you were talking about.
We're going to have to go now when you decide to come to Oklahoma, when you take that trip.
We'll
go to Arbuckle Wilderness.
We really need to take, maybe we'll take Patrick as our camera person.
Maybe.
Because I'm going to need a camera on me the whole time with just my reaction shots.
We're going to have to go to Lone Grove. We're going to have to go to Pickens. And we're going to have to go, and then we're going to finish it in Branson.
But to be honest, you'll see my hometown, and there's weird stuff about it. But it's kind of normal as far as Southern towns go. Yours just has just weird, fucked up shit in it.
It's like we're on a hell mouth.
I just, every time you tell me a story, I'm just like, that didn't happen.
It did, y'all.
And then it did.
Anyway.
Y'all, this is Toe.
Toe.
This is Gatreon Toe.
Season 1, episode 13, Breaking Point.
Breaking Point.
I have to say, I really like watching this at the same time with what's going on now on the other way.
Oh, yeah. It's very, very illuminating.
Yes.
To especially think about, especially with Sumit and Jenny right now, we're seeing kind of, this is the big thing that happens at the end of this season. Did you just pick something out of your teeth?
Yeah, something just stabbed my gum. It hurt.
Okay.
I got it. Swallowed it. Sorry, y'all.
Jesus Christ. Oh, anyway.
I was trying not to interrupt you, but sorry.
You wrinkled your face up like a California raisin, and I was confused.
I loved the California raisins. I collected them. I say all
very
the
normal for a
because I think
all
they
American
sold,
boy.
Y'all come at me. Was it Burger King or
Hardee's.
McDonald's? Hardee's.
Boy, I said that way too boy. Fast.
Hardee's. I'm hungry
with a gravy biscuit.
They sold the California raisins.
Yes,
I collected them all.
Of course you did.
I did it with
ain't nothing like a fat kid to get stuff from a fast food restaurant. Y'all,
true.
This is Sumit and Jenny.
Yeah, let's jump in, Jenny.
So he's been at his parents, but in the middle of the night he comes back, which is weird.
In the middle of the night. What song is that?
In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
I go walking in my sleep.
I go walking in my sleep.
To the valley of a fate.
Valley of fate.
To the river so deep.
River so deep.
And I'm searching for something.
Searching for something.
Something so undefined.
So undefined.
They can only be seen.
Only be seen.
By the eyes of the blind.
Ooh.
In the middle of the night.
I go walking in the middle of a. I go walking in the middle of a. I go walking in the middle of the
yeah.
I go walking in the middle of the night.
That was long and extended, but I just kind of went with it.
Well, I knew that because we sang that in show choir too. We did. I had the bass part. I go walking in the.
Wow.
We sang that in show choir.
That's
yeah.
why you knew it so well.
Yeah. We did that. We did. Can you feel the love tonight?
What a gorgeous bass part.
Tonight. We also did, I told you, we did
no
a whole
one
section
gives a
with
shit.
Up with People, right?
No.
Y'all, shout out to up with people. You meet them wherever you go.
We can't spend 12 minutes on your show choir.
Up with people, they're the best kind of folks you know. If more people knew more people, all people everywhere, there'd be a lot more people to
y'all,
show
you should
about,
see my face right
and
now.
A lot more people who care. We did 5 songs. Do you know what Up With People is?
Yeah, it's a group of
but
people
like
who are
very...
like mind controlled.
Yeah.
And like then, they were trying to make everyone happy. It was founded by the Republican National
and
Convention.
Then we sang a very, very manipulative ballad. I had a solo, me and Shelley Denham, and we sang the shit out of it. And it's what it was called, What's Happening to You is Happening to Me.
I feel like I know Shelley Denham, even though I've never met her.
I
and
love
so
her.
Do our listeners.
You know what? She is a true Christian. She has loved the Lord since the 8 years old, and she loves the fuck out of me.
Oh.
What's been together 25, just a wonderful person.
You never dated her, right?
No, she wasn't. She was smart. She was that friend when we were younger who would.
She knew you were a big old girl.
She still is. Not a shit stirrer, but she's a shit cutter. She cuts the shit.
I've never heard that term, but that's okay.
I think I just made it up.
I think you did.
Someone who needs to cut the shit is Jenny, because Sumit is laying it on her.
Sumit, y'all, today, he says, today is Temple Day, and if we go to Temple, all the problems that we're having and our pain will go away. You know, I've got some swampland in Florida to show you.
Yeah.
Because that's not going to happen.
Well, it even gets worse.
Especially in the next 2 episodes. Things are going to hit the
y'all,
fan.
And we've already told you the spoiler, so you know it. He takes her to this and says to her, Jenny, here I cannot lie.
I cannot lie to you in this sacred place.
So I'm not going to tell you that I'm fucking married because I'm lying about that to you.
Oh, I guess we can say it.
We said it last episode.
Okay, well, we told people to plug their ears, didn't we?
Oh.
Oh, well.
You know, y'all know. You all know. You know, because she's talking about it now in the current season of Toe.
Yeah, she is.
So y'all know.
He's a fucking liar, y'all.
The fact that he did, now that we know.
This was hard to watch, knowing what we know now.
Remember the first time we watched this? Because this is, I think, the first The Other Way that I began watching.
We were with Sumit all the way.
Sumit is so wonderful. This ring ceremony is so great. And I'm like, what a piece of shit.
He says, I never knew love before you. I want to know what love is. I want you to show.
Now the dog's barking. Fuck.
Y'all, that dog's been losing its fucking mind so much that I had to talk to my neighbor. And they're having the dog walker come like twice a day, but the walker left.
The dog walker is hot. And we found out he's Peruvian, y'all.
And gay.
Come at us if you've been with some Peruvian dick.
Inca dick, as I said
you
before.
Can't say that.
Hey, that was what the Incas were.
Wow.
You don't know.
Anyway, so Samit is saying, I love you. And I want to do this ring ceremony. Basically, y'all, he wants to give her a promise ring. And you know how I feel about promise rings.
We're going to talk about promise rings later in the show.
Unless your significant other is in the military and they're going off to fight for some... or some.
Just give someone an engagement ring. Come on.
That's a good promise ring excuse. Other than that, I won't take it.
So, y'all, basically, it was hard for me to watch this because Samit's full of shit. Samit's full of sa shit.
He's full of sa shit.
So they're going to, they're going to make his favorite dish, which is kind of basic for an Indian saag paneer.
It's very good,
maybe,
but it is
maybe
like.
Maybe it's the only thing she could make.
I
think that's what it is.
Yeah,
saag paneer is just like cheese and spinach, you guys, and like a tomato-y sauce.
They're walking around. Jenny is feeling good, y'all. She's got her side pony.
She's ready to go.
She's like, oh, what do I need to buy?
She's all covered. She's like, I got my scarf on. I got everything ready.
She looks cute. So they buy the spices and they get home. And she's like, don't confuse me. It's going to be a big problem if you do.
Now, Samit's like, I wish Jenny had told me she could not cook before her marriage.
I'm like, if you think it's a problem for him to confuse the spices, bitch, you don't know. Get ready.
I feel like, too, you guys, if the spices are right there, it's not hard to follow a recipe. She's got Google.
It's true.
Like, everything's available to you.
It's true.
Like, I made a full Indian meal for
our
lesbian bridal shower.
And I
learned to cook Indian food, and I learned everything.
And there were two Indian women there who said it was some of the best Indian food they'd ever had.
Bitch, I can cook. That is the truth.
You should do a game show called The Spice is Right, where you just judge people on their cooking. You just go around tasting.
But what's the fun of it? It's just me just shading the fuck
just
out of people?
Saying, no, this isn't good. You know?
Too much salt. Mm. And then,
did your mom never really teach you how to cook? I can tell. This is really your first effort, isn't it?
You know what? It's a shame, people. Teach your children.
This isn't your fault. It's your parents.
It's a lot of camera addresses of me saying, people out there, don't let your children grow up to like be like this bitch. This bitch just served me Kraft macaroni and cheese with a little bit of oregano in it.
You know, the flavor is great, but it's like you put a knife in your ass and try to cut this onion. I mean, the texture is horrible. Come at us if you want to see the spices are right.
The spices are right. But there's no prize money.
No.
The one who's kind of made the best dish just gets, yeah, I guess you're fine.
It's kind of like nailed it. There's not really a prize, but the person who cries the least wins.
That's a game show I'd pay for. Mm-hmm.
So,
I was put on this earth to read people. I really was.
You were. So Jenny is cooking up a storm, and suddenly
there's a knock at the door.
There's a knock at the door.
And she's making her saag paneer.
And suddenly, I remember seeing this because when I saw, and I still did, I teared up.
I cried.
Y'all, it's Jenny's daughter.
And
her wife, Christina and Jenny. Oh, yeah.
Christina and Jenny.
And Jenny immediately goes into...
Christina.
Jenny.
Oh, the wife.
Jenny as in...
Oh, Jenny.
We're going to say the wife just to be...
Yeah.
But Jenny is in Chicken Jenny. Immediately goes into...
Y'all, feathers fly.
There's a wolf in the hen house. It's true. She full on lays an egg.
Yeah.
But it's also...
There's like four eggs fall out of her asshole at this point.
We should say, at least, do you like Jenny? I love Jenny still.
I think she's... Jenny has a pure heart. I think Jenny is gullible.
Yeah.
And it makes me sad. I think Jenny is a good person.
I do too.
Jenny's a sad sack.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she's a sad sack.
Yeah.
And so we call
Jenny's
her chicken,
been swindled a lot in her life.
She has, yeah. Y'all.
Yeah.
She has sold some Amway to her detriment. She has. You know Jenny has.
She's been bilked out of, like, she's bought a Time Life subscription.
Yes. She, y'all talked about me working at the Good Makeup Counter. Y'all, she worked at Prescriptives. That makeup counter closed.
Prescriptives?
Yeah.
What a terrible name.
Prescriptives. Anybody who worked at Prescriptives, it was just kind of sad because you knew they weren't getting any sales and just going to close. It was sad.
She did some, what's the makeup people sell? Everyone sells,
What, a gift with purchase?
No, what's the makeup that people sell? The...
What do you mean, foundation?
No, like the Amway style.
Mary Kay?
There's something else.
What's the... Arbonne?
Arbonne, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Arbonne has pretty good stuff.
It is. It is good.
I already have someone I buy from Arbonne from. Don't come at me.
She's like, wait, before we do that.
I'll get like 70 messages. Hey. Their protein powder is really good.
People will lose their
shit
about Arbonne.
They have amazing protein powder. I love it. And
Do you work for them? Are you trying to sell people on
it? They have some good Arbonne. Y'all get your Arbonne.
But don't come for us.
But don't come for
us.
I
don't want it either.
Cut to Poodle's going to send his Arbonne page to everybody.
Anyway, y'all.
They
show
really
up.
It's really sweet.
She's like freaking the fuck out.
I think Christina's probably the best
child
of 90 Day.
I agree. And she's really protective of her mom.
But not like, she's never mean to Jenny or like shameful to Jenny.
No.
But she's also real.
Yeah.
But she's like, we just wanted to come over here and see, like, you know, what everything is about. And Jenny was like, or Christina said, Samantha's a little shorter than we thought, but you know, to each his own.
To whatever. And then she's basically like, we want to talk to Samit to see what's going on and why my mom is like out by herself at night. We need to make sure this doesn't happen anymore because y'all, two lesbians are going to get the job done.
Y'all, you need to pray that you have a gay son or especially
a lesbian daughter.
A lesbian
they're
daughter.
They're going to get shit fixed in your life.
They will take care of you forever if you treat them right. Just unconditionally love them, and they'll be there for you.
Yep. Lesbians know how to get stuff done quicker than anyone I've ever seen in my life.
Sometimes gay guys can be sex addicts and fuck it up. So we're 50-50. We're 50-50.
None of those here.
None of those here.
Anyway, so should we move on?
Jay Bird, I tried to call you when I fell and broke my hip, but the phone didn't answer. I wonder what you were doing. Cut to Jake getting like his head slammed against the headboard. Who's that calling 10 times, dude? It's fine. Just come.
But it says mama here.
Yeah.
It says mother poodle here.
911.
Do you want to answer it? 911? No, just keep fucking me. She'll call back.
Hurry, my poppers is wearing off.
Anyway. My drizzly deliver is coming soon.
Oh. Yes, we can move on.
Let's move on to Corey. My poor mother.
Let's move on.
Wow, we just did a scene where my mother was having a problem and I was having sex and denied her phone call. It was the 911. That would never happen, by the way. I would. You know what? Maybe it would.
Maybe.
She's a drama queen, so she'd probably put 911 for no reason.
My mother just called me. Well, I thought I had a son out in California, but I guess I don't.
Oh,
I haven't heard from him.
My father says, who is this? Who is this? I saw an area code that wasn't like ours. Who? Ugh, it's so awful. The joke's cut, y'all. Don't do that to your kids. They're trying their best. I promise you. We're all trying our best. And that's the thing, y'all. I promise you, 75% of people, maybe 80, we're trying our best.
I'd say that's a good
number. That.
There's about
we're trying our best.
There are about 20% of kids and or parents that are just fucking
20
off.
Or 30% who are fuck faces. Yeah. But know that probably, let's say 60%.
Y'all, if you're a parent and you got a shitty kid, it's okay to let them live their life. You don't have to be involved because you're a parent.
That's true.
It's true.
Corey and Evelyn.
Corey's going hiking with Raul.
Pride of Ingabao, yes.
Boy,
Raul and Corey are hiking.
This was when Raul was really hot. Like, he got a little less hot.
He's a little, got a little soft in the middle.
But he was real hot in this.
Ooh. Y'all, I would fucking beg for it from a lot of these Ingabow guys.
He fucks like for an hour and a half.
Like a jackrabbit.
But it's just, he never stops.
He comes like three times, too.
Yep.
And they don't really stop. They don't.
Hey.
They don't need a break either.
No.
They just keep going.
No. Yeah.
And because sometimes you'll yell at guys like, "Is that it?"
You better have extra butter because you're going to get out of lube and you're going to need something. Go to the kitchen, Raul. Okay. Anyway, y'all. So
they're hiking. They're having a good time. Surf Jesus is having a good time.
Surf Jesus is having a good time.
And he's like, Raul's a good friend of mine. He's also a good friend of Evelyn's. And I like to hang out with him because he speaks good English. When I do Corey, it's like he's one of those kids from Reading Rainbow.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, I kind of like this book. It was about kids and it was about bats. And I like bats. So I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Corey's like, yeah. What is that? But don't take my word for it.
Don't take my word for it.
Everyone's fucked her in the town. So y'all, Corey's like, we were reminded that Corey can't speak Spanish. And remember, you guys, with Spanish, if Cheese Stick can speak Spanish,
Corey can speak Spanish, y'all.
Y'all, Cheese Stick's like fluent, like, fucking doing Don Quixote.
Even with a little bit of like an accent, like dropping his text. Like,
I
it's
know.
Pretty good. He's not even saying like, hola.
Cheese Stick like, on this current stuff. Season, y'all. Cheese Stick is fluent.
It's fluent.
Cheese Stick can apologize in Spanish.
He might come back and be the winner of the season.
I
Who
doubt
knows?
It. No, that mom's going to have it out for him. That mom's going to fucking destroy him.
But Corey doesn't know a word. So, yeah. So he's talking to Raul, and then Corey's like, hey, bro, you want to sit down and have a sit? And Raul's like, okay. So they sit, and now I think it's time for
another episode of 90 Days Theater. I think it's our first one for this couple. Maybe.
You're playing Corey, correct? Or you
yes.
want to play Raul?
I can do Corey.
Okay.
I can do Corey.
I'll play Raul, and
don't end it.
And sing. I'm glad a car just honked at us.
Bro, it's so good. You're taking me around and hiking. You're like my only friend here. I'm so thankful for what you do for me.
Yeah, Corey, I feel like I need to tell you there's something I want to get off of my chest.
Your chest is real nice, though, by the way.
You can spooch on it if you want, but that's for later.
Okay. Anyway, what you want to tell me? I'm sure you'd never do anything to go against me and my girlfriend, Evelyn.
No, I just want to tell you that a few years ago, we kind of hooked up.
You and who?
You, me, and Evelyn.
Oh.
We just...
Before you knew me?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, not after.
No, before. Before she knew you, before I knew you.
Oh, okay.
It was...
Okay, I can handle that. I can handle that.
It was back when it was pretty... I mean, it happened like four or five times. Once on the beach.
Oh.
One time in that bed you're sleeping on.
I don't
that's
need
when
to know.
She, I'd lift her legs up and she just... I would just eat her out
just
for like hours.
Don't tell me
and
this.
Hours,
don't
and
tell
then
me
I'm
this.
Just like... Banging her and banging her.
I don't need to know details, Raul.
She's telling me the best sex she will ever have in her life.
I think this is badly translated in Spanish.
Anyway, I'm just saying we did it. Just saying we did
okay,
it. And I felt
you know
bad
what?
About
I
it.
I can deal with that. It's okay.
Okay, just...
You're my friend.
I just
I'll
don't
want to
rub it
that.
In. Also, everybody knows that her, Evelyn.
Oh,
and,
no. Everybody
and,
in town?
And everybody knows. Remember when you were on the break and she cheated on you? With
yeah.
That? Yeah, everybody knows about that. So they call you El Stupido. That's what they call you in the town.
I thought they called me El Cachulo.
I think you're stupid.
Fair.
So,
fair.
Cachulo, Stupido. Basically, it's it means...
I don't have horns, though.
No,
Raul.
Yeah, you have horns.
What do you mean?
And it means basically translated. It means you're the dumbest motherfucker in the village, and your girlfriend is a human mattress.
Okay. Well, as long as there's nothing else.
Excuse, oh,
As long as there's nothing else.
Hey, Carlos.
It's another character.
What are you doing? Oh, Corey, this is my friend Carlos. Carlos, what are you doing walking by
Hello,
here?
I needed to tell you also, Corey, that I need to tell you because I value our friendship that I also have fucked your girlfriend.
Wait, you fucked her too? You fucked my girlfriend?
Yeah, I was there for that. I saw that. That's when I fucked her too.
Oh.
Yeah. But
but you know, Carlos, we know each other too, and so it's cool, man.
It's fine.
It's cool.
Oh, Tomas. Hey, Tomas, what are you doing here?
Oh, no, not Tomas.
Tomas, what are you doing here? Do you know Corey, Tomas?
Yes, I know Tomas. Hello. Sorry, I know Corey, and it's so good. I don't know why I'm talking like Larissa. yes, I'm Tomas. Corey, I need to tell you, I've eaten your girlfriend out. I can't take this anymore.
I wasn't there for that, but I Skyped in and saw a little of it.
No one else come to me and tell me that they ate my girlfriend out.
What?
Who's that?
What is this turtle doing? Why is there a turtle? What? Hey, turtle, how are you?
Hello. I need to tell you, Corey.
The turtle talks.
When you were in town, I crawled inside her vagina and had a good old spin time twirling away in your vag.
You know, that's not cool, turtle.
You know, that one I missed, but I wish I would have been there for that.
I need to go jump off this cliff.
And scene.
Who knew that a turtle?
Who knew? The town turtle
had fucked her.
Ernesto. That was his name. Ernesto the turtle. Wow.
So, y'all, Village Mattress, y'all, we're all about sex positivity. But Village Mattress has really made her way through the town.
And it's fine that she's made her way for the town. But actually, what is not fine, and we get to this later, is that Corey goes back to the house and he confronts Evelyn about it. And y'all remember, because Corey said this, what's not fine about it, she made Corey unfriend all of his ex-girlfriends
via
social media.
That's not cool.
Yet she is still good friends with all of these guys
fucked. Now,
and she doesn't see the difference.
I think that is the first thing about Evelyn that I see as hypocritical.
Yeah.
Because she normally walks the walk.
She's normally actually, you know where you stand.
Yeah.
But this is like totally
hypocritical. That is the first thing.
Yeah.
And so that tells you she's jealous. Evelyn's jealous.
So she gets jealous.
Village Mattress has a weakness.
I'm telling you, we've said this before. The best thing Corey can do is fuck other girls.
We see that in quarantine a little bit. Yeah. We saw that when he fucked some girl when they were quote unquote on a break.
Like if he fucked
and
someone
he was getting
on his
hand.
New, yeah, if he fucked someone on his new OnlyFans, she would be livid.
Mm-hmm. But she runs that account, so it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. She's like powdering
y'all,
fast.
She's pimping that fuck out.
Oh yeah.
I need to see. I need to see that dick. I need to see that Surf Jesus dick.
I
need to see it just because I need to see it.
Well, yeah, it's true.
It's kind of like how I need to see the North Pole.
No one sent you Eric's dick yet, have they?
No, not yet.
I don't
think
they've shown it yet.
I don't think he's doing them.
I think they tease forever and ever, I guess.
Why is male nudity like the greatest like taboo?
Yeah, it's not.
Anyway,
it
so
is.
He confronts her. She's like, where's your ring? Where's I found out from Raul
and she's
you did
like,
this.
I've been looking for it. she has not been looking for it. She was literally sitting there looking at pictures. She was saying, I'm decorating the apartment. She wasn't. She was probably looking at old pictures going, that was a good fuck.
Yep.
Yeah, oh, that was a ooh,
ain't
that
nothing
one.
Wrong with that, y'all.
And then when she literally just kind of looked around like, I've been looking for it. Like when a mom says, Have you picked up your room yet? And you start picking up. It's like, I'm doing it right now, Mom. That was Evelyn.
So anyway, then he says, so he told me about you with your ex and everyone in town knows. And she's like, yeah, I can handle them. Don't worry about that. And then he says, then he let me know about you guys. She went, oh.
And there you see
things
her
change,
face.
Y'all.
She was shocked.
She was shocked that Raul spilled the beans.
She was shocked that Raul spilled the beans. Because Raul said,
because everyone's
he's a sweet
loyal to
guy.
Her.
I wanted to tell him. So she is shocked that Raul spilled the beans.
It was the first crack in her armor, you guys.
It was. It was That's the exactly first what one. It was.
So she is, she goes, you know, that's not true. It happened. She's like, I can't believe he told you that. But like, that was when I did, before I knew you.
Yeah. And
she immediately is on the defense.
But he's like, but that's when he said, yeah, but you made me break up with all my exes. I should have heard that at least from you, yeah. even if you're friends. And then she does something we've never seen.
Mm-hmm.
She starts to go, because Corey asked her, did it happen here on our bed?
And which, that's a little past the line. I agree.
It is, but at the same time, it did. Because yeah. she's totally speechless. So she fucked Raul that he's hanging out with in their bed.
Yeah.
Come on, you can let him know. But she starts to cry.
Yeah, it was a beautiful cry too.
And she said, I can't believe you've gone this low. This is so low. You have no limits.
Well done.
Well
And you know
done.
What? Once I get you on OnlyFans, you have no limits.
Exactly. And then she tells him to get out.
Get out. Get the fuck out. I loved it. Anyway.
It was great.
It was good.
Great.
It was a good time to be had by all.
It was. All right. You want to talk about Devin and
Ji-hoon? Shall we move on? There's not a ton to say about these guys.
There's not.
There's,
so I want to talk quickly about... So they're in America, y'all. Ji-hoon's he's about to leave. He's wrapping up his trip. What was Devin wearing in that?
Oh.
It was like a 1950s house coat or something like you would see like Florence Henderson wear when she went to bed.
There's questionable makeup. There's questionable.
There's bad makeup in this
Bad
episode.
Makeup.
There's that
so
pink stuff
much.
She's doing.
It's like a bad, is it Harajuku girls? Like the Gwen Stefani girls, mm-hmm. the Japanese women.
Yeah.
Bad makeup.
Really bad makeup.
Yeah.
Not
She's
good.
Such trash. I mean, I
you know, it is kind of
I
like,
want to feel for her, but every time I see her, I'm just grossed out by
I
her.
I feel for her on the show. I feel like there's two Devins. I feel like there's Devin on the show that I feel for, and then there's Devin on social media mm-hmm. who's kind of gross.
Oh, you guys, she's been so awful this recently.
But she's also talking about, like, I look at that. What she was talking about the other way this week. She's like, I looked and I looked so horrid. I'm glad I'm healthy again and back to me. And there's a picture of her.
Her
with
lips
so
are done.
Much fucking plastic
yeah,
surgery.
She's got a lot of fillers.
And not that I'm against plastic surgery.
No.
But
your eyebrows still fucked up.
They're fixing it tomorrow. Oh, and they might
Good.
Do fillers tomorrow.
I don't want to have to look
I
at it.
I might have a jawline. I'm
oh.
excited. I know.
But, you can look like me.
But if it's the way, oh boy, I had to bite three insults I wanted to say because it would stop the show. It would
go ahead, bitch.
No.
What do you want to say?
It's fine. I'll save them for another day.
You know, I can take it. I have thick skin.
Yeah, you would just stop the show and say, well, all right then. This is where I stand. I guess I will go on.
I have a thick skin. I really do. I can take it.
You've had many foreskins. I don't know if you have a thick skin.
Fair.
Anyway, Fair. So basically they're going to go. Now, it's interesting watching this episode and compared to the episode we just saw where he had to get $3,000 out of the
age. I have a lot to say.
Yeah. It's kind of a full circle.
So anyway, we found out that this is his, he arrived last night and they're having some time. They go to a picnic. And she's like, oh, these are nice clothes. She's like, I bought all his clothes. Because she's like, he said he was going to send money, but nothing ever
so
came.
That, she said her words were, Ji-hoon offered to send money.
But nothing ever came
nothing.
Of it.
So I don't know if she asked him. I think he offered that. When someone says offer, that's what I got.
So,
which is interesting, y'all.
She's concerned about his financial responsibility and with good reason.
But again, it does support kind of what Devin says. She's concerned about his financial responsibility because that's the only kind of litmus test that she has to know whether he's going to show up and be a father since he can't be there.
I feel like, too, and this is, I'm not making excuses for Ji-hoon here. I'm saying that Devin just kind of said, so you're going to do this when you go back to Korea, right? You're going to do this. And there's a lot of yesing, yes, ma'am, yesing.
She's parenting him.
Yeah. But there's no concrete. I'm going to go to this for a job. And maybe she thinks she doesn't have to do that.
I think she thinks she doesn't have to do that.
Yeah.
I think she's like, you know, I think she thinks that he will figure it out. However, she never has a conversation of, it still doesn't, of, Ji-hoon,
what's your strategy?
What's your job? Why has this been hard for you?
And it could be that he says, no, it's fine. He could brush her off each time.
And maybe we're just not seeing that. Maybe he says, yeah, it's fine. Maybe she does that.
Again, I'm not a Ji-hoon defender, you guys. I find him charming, but he's a loser.
Yes.
I'm not definitely not Team Devin either, by any means. I'm Team Taeyong.
Yeah.
That's all I am. That's Taeyong. A beautiful baby.
That is a beautiful baby.
They're having, he says, first picnic, whole family. They go and he has to tell her he quit his job because he wants to get a better job to make more money for them.
She said, but don't you usually get another job to make it quit before you quit your job?
She's right. Let's be honest.
He's an idiot. Yeah. She's right. And then, then we see why, you know, Ji-hoon says, because he also is dead. He's like, when I was young, I fucked up.
Yeah, he done a credit card debt.
Got credit card debt. And then he tells her, don't worry, I'll fix it. And Devin's like, look, dude, I quit my job. I've sold my shit. Like,
yeah.
It's go time for me. Like,
and she basically says, you know, you have to do everything.
She takes him to the airport. Yeah. She's telling him, you got to do this.
He's like, don't worry, our future will be bright. It will be heaven.
Now you see why she is so destroyed now in the other way. Because he has promised her the moon and everything, and he did nothing.
But I feel like, and I'm not blaming her for this. I just, it's not that I think she's gullible. I just wish she had asked for receipts earlier.
But she's young, and I think you're in those situations.
Maybe.
But watching, I mean, hindsight 2020, but you're watching this, and I am seeing, I think that's what she's the most upset about now.
That she realized that she was a dope. She got fooled.
Is that, I don't even know that she got fooled, because if you look at the way she talks to him, she knew then.
Yeah, she knew.
She knew, and that's usually when I actually think when people get the most
reinforced
mad,
her.
When people get the most upset about things in life are when they fuck up or something happens and they knew better. And they didn't trust their gut. And she probably didn't trust her gut on this.
I agree. I feel like, too, if she would have asked for, this is the thing, she knows Ji-hoon is a man-child. She knows.
And we see now in this earlier season.
I'm not trying to blame her, but she knows.
She knows, but I think also, look, we don't even know what it's like. But imagine that you're a single mom. You already have one kid. Your mom is fucking crazy in Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
You want to get out of your situation. You're pregnant with this guy that you met once and you fucked, who's in Korea, and you've had this baby.
Right.
You want to believe this is going to work out.
No, you do.
You need to believe this is going to work out.
Right.
And I think that was Devin. I think she had to. Because the pain of seeing the reality was too painful.
And so she's talking at the airport. He's like, so you're going to do this? You're going to do this? He's like, yes, yes.
Yes.
But that's all you can really get. And it's like, and I guess
you're right. He never says anything concrete.
I guess for me, I need an insurance policy for everything. And I'm, so maybe that's trust issues for me.
Which is what she's doing now. Of, I need to know you're not lying. Give me the money now.
Right.
So I know it's there.
In the current season that we're talking about. Let's move on to, just Karini and Mama Karini. We don't see.
There's no Paul.
No friend.
There's no Paul.
This is very short, you guys. Karini
goes to talk to Mom.
Yeah. And because they have a really bad fight. She asks for advice, tells the mom about the argument. She's like, maybe we should just get separated. And the mom's like,
Thank you. She's like, adios mio. But in Portuguese.
But she's like, I'm tired of Paul being awful, and I think he's going to stress the baby out.
And Karini says, like, I am crying and crying and crying. This can't be good. And the mom's like, you're not going to be alone because you have me and you have your brothers. We already love this baby.
I feel like Karini's mom is the unsung hero of their entire season.
Oh, for sure.
The dad, questionable. But Karini's mom is supportive of everything.
Yeah.
Down to her pink glasses.
She's a good mom. I think maybe she probably baby Karini too
much.
That's
the problem. That's her biggest
and
problem.
That probably, yeah. But
it should have been, so we're going to go get you divorced tomorrow, but I don't think they do that. Now, can you imagine what would happen if Karini had divorced Paul?
Oh.
We would not be here. We would not, especially the events of last week, you guys.
I feel like Paul would be dangerous again.
Really?
Yeah.
Think he'd like stalk her and shit?
I think he would definitely destroy her property.
I agree.
I think if she divorced him, and she still might, he will become very entitled American. How dare you?
Yeah.
I think that's the way he'll be.
And you guys, we talked about this on our most current things on our regular feed, but like... there's a lot of drama going on with Paul and Karini right now. We're not team Paul. We're not team Karini. We're team Pieri.
Yeah. I mean,
and so we're not going to stand with anybody. Both of them have their problems. We just feel bad.
We do. I feel bad that Karini is someone in America without any support, which apparently she's
coming back.
That's
the worst. I saw that today.
But, you know, but also. You know, they've been together, and so
I'm just mad that they've taken away the ridiculousness of Paul away from
me. And
they
made it real and sad, and it's gross.
And because, y'all, Paul is a laughable clown, and now he's just dangerous.
He's never going to run again. He's never going to run.
Never going to run again.
But we're not focusing. Y'all know this. We don't focus as much on the news.
We don't do a lot of news.
We're just going to talk about them on the show, how they are here.
So shall we move on to, speaking of con artists.
I just want to say one thing.
Yes.
I loved when Karini's mom said, the sooner he can leave my daughter alone,
oh, I like that
he's
too.
Doing us a favor. That was good.
So
anyway,
y'all,
yes.
Speaking of con artists, Laura and Aladdin.
Yeah, this was kind of a short
because it was a lot of Corey and Evelyn and a lot of, who's the first couple?
Jenny and Samir. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of those too.
Yes, the con artist, Laura, Jiggy Jiggy.
So, like, she's like, it's just so conservative here in...
And I didn't think it would be.
Just so conservative here in Qatar.
Because I didn't Google at all. Yep. I used Bing a little bit, but I just... It's always...
Bing is the search engine that I prefer.
I use, yeah. Really. Uh-huh.
And so he's like... Oh, you're excited.
I use that,
like,
and that Lance Bass, whatever. I use that website, you know, because...
I prefer Opera. If I need to look up anything, it's Opera.
It's Opera. That's my browser. Mm-hmm.
Liam has fixed all my computers.
All my computers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to the beach today, and she's like, this looks like the desert. That's my Laura voice, by the way.
It's true.
It's pretty accurate. This looks like the desert.
Aladdin's like, yeah, you're excited. How are you not excited? She starts crying in the car.
He's like, I don't like it when you cry.
And she's like, I mean, snot's coming out. She's like, I just miss Liam. And she did give up a lot. And she's like, I miss Liam. I miss my dog. And Aladdin's like, why are you crying? You come here. You make a new family here. It's all good.
And she's like, a little compassion would be nice.
That I kind of agreed with.
I agree. He's not a compassionate person.
And maybe that's a culture thing, but it is. That is very hard to do what she did.
Yeah.
I'm not. She's a con artist.
Well, she's there to rip him off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I feel like she was annoyed by her life in Florida that she went and she wanted more.
She wanted more.
Yeah.
And then, y'all, look, if you're old, let me give you some advice. If you're an older person dating someone younger, y'all, I don't care. You got to take a Red Bull. You got to down a rock star. You got to ride with them, because if you don't ride with them,
they're going to find someone else to ride with.
So Aladdin's like,
would you take a ride with me?
Let's go swim in the beach. And she's like,
oh, why didn't you see
it's cold.
Hey, must be the money.
She just stands on the beach and says, it's cold. I'm just going to sit and watch you like your grandma.
We going to fuck around. Yeah, she's like, Aladdin. You better not have eaten much.
You're going too far out, Aladdin. Come back in. Come back in and have Jiggy Jiggy with me.
It's true.
You've only eaten 30 minutes ago.
I wish she would have sat down on a towel, pulled that vibrator out of her bag, and just went to town
while he was on the beach. I must say, though, when she's like, you going to help me up?
just from being on the beach, y'all, nothing is sexier than asking your, when you're like 20 something, to help up your fiance.
Again, y'all, you're gonna gotta, you gotta ride with them or it's not gonna end well for you.
I'm glad
you
we
that.
Had shirtless Alden though.
He was nice. I wanted more of a close up. We didn't get much of him.
Yeah. He's hot.
He is hot.
He's hot.
He's pretty hot.
He's just an asshole, but unfortunately that.
Yeah, I mean, she fucked him over, but yeah, still.
Is it time? That's the show.
That's the show. I know. It was,
let's
oh,
do
okay,
Patreon props.
Let's do our Patreon props. Okay.
Where were we?
We're on.
Did we do Q? I feel
we're
like we
on,
just did Q.
Oh, we're finishing. We're on Y and Z.
Y and Z.
Can't do Aaron Yako and Hillary Zalesnick.
I'll do Y.
All right. Won't you tell me why?
That was a nice note.
Who sings that song? Is that Kathy Mattea? Hey, Siri, who sings Won't You Tell Me Why?
Why Won't You Tell Me What Is by Josh Rouse?
That is not it.
I think it is Kathy Mattea. God, we owe her money.
We do. We would go to that concert. It'd be...
All right, I am ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Y'all, my Patreon props go out to...
Oh, Jesus.
I'm trying to think of a name that rhymes with this. Tristan Yee. It's a girl, though. Tristan okay. Yee. Well, she identifies that way.
Okay.
Tristan Yee.
Okay.
Y-I.
Okay.
Tristan Yee.
Okay.
Rhymes with Kristen.
Oh.
Tristan Yee. Yo, Tristan. Tristan loves nothing more. You know what she loves?
What?
She's obsessed with chess. Like the game chess.
Okay, I didn't know if it wasn't it good, wasn't it fine?
No, that's part of the problem.
Oh.
She loves chess, but also the musical.
Oh, no.
But when she's playing chess with all of her friends, she insists upon singing the score from the musical of chess. So when she's like, pawn to knight two, she's like... I'm Eve, someone else's story. She sings a whole song.
It's a long chess game.
Yeah. She has to get through every move. Is like, trouble is the girl is. And she waits an extra long period of time before she goes, me. And she takes the optional, me.
Wow, this guy gay. Guy real
so,
gay.
And when she does checkmate, she has to do the entire version of Nobody's Side, which is like 11 minutes long. Ain't nobody playing the game. Why nobody's rules are the same. Ain't nobody's on nobody's side. Boom, boom, boom.
I don't know this show that well.
Yeah, I know. Which is why you're not singing, which I enjoy it. So... The weirdest thing is, so she's invented all these like chess piece headdresses,
okay.
Complete with like horsey for the knights,
mm-hmm.
And like her whole house. There's a whole section that's a chessboard that she makes her family and children like just jump all over, and the kids are like, Mom, do we have to play chess anymore? She's like, Shut up or you don't get dinner.
Oh wow,
I know it's a little abusive. DSS is worried. Anyway, but at the end, when she says checkmate, that's when they do the entire flower duet. Or I'm sorry, it's not flower duet. What's it called? Hillside duet? Now I'm thinking of flower duet from Lakme. Yes. And so she fucks up and does that instead.
Wow.
Uh-huh. But she's in geisha makeup. It's very involved.
Is she Asian?
No.
That's offensive.
No, she's not.
All right.
Anyway, so she says checkmate, and then checkmate is also the phrase, the safe word, her husband knows that it's okay to have sex with her. So then they take it in there, and then he just like rams against her like a check piece.
Okay.
Like a chess piece. Boom, boom, boom.
Wow.
Boom, boom,
wow.
Boom.
And wow.
And then when she comes, she goes, Queen tonight three.
Wow.
And that's Tristan Yee's Patreon
wow.
prop.
Wow. I'm sorry, but it is 100% accurate. 110%. Our last Patreon prop goes out to a Zoe.
Okay.
Zoe.
Oh, God.
Loams.
Okay.
Zoe Loams. Rhymes with Loams. She's a patron, and it's interesting because you said this about singing, because Zoe Loams, she's obsessed with that show, Zoe's
Extraordinary Playlist.
So
does she have a brain tumor, too?
She doesn't, but she tells everyone she does.
Okay.
But she doesn't. She just has a bump in her head from when her brother hit her with a brick when she was a kid.
Oh.
And so she just tells people, feel my tumor, but Jesus. It's just a bump. She can think fine. So Zoe, she goes around singing all the time. But two things. She can't carry a tune, and she's realized that.
Oh.
And secondly, she also tells people that she has some type of Tourette's, even though she doesn't.
Okay.
Because she just loves singing to live crew. But y'all, she's in the middle.
Tourette's is not all about swearing. Just
I know.
So,
I
you know.
She's in fucking Publix.
Okay.
Singing to live crew. She's in Chico's singing to live crew.
Okay.
She is voting for her, which we should all vote. Register to vote.
Vote. You can vote by mail in most places, you guys.
There are old women terrified because as she's going down her ballot, she's just sitting at home with some dick so hard. I got the fucking people afraid to call. Picked up the telephone. I dialed the 7 digits. Said, yo, this monkey's baby. Are you down with it? And then just she starts popping. Ah, me so horny. Ah, me so horny.
Ah, me so horny.
And again,
me love you long time.
And again, she's not Asian, so that's offensive.
Yeah.
Who knew? Maybe they're related.
I think that's offensive if you're Asian.
I think so, too. I think so, too. So anyway, y'all, cut to the story. This year,
please,
Zoe has volunteered to run her polling place. And she's excited because she has all of the karaoke of Two Live Crew saved on her. She still has an iPod.
Oh.
And it plugs into her old boat. She's setting it up at your polling place.
It's got 35 songs.
If you hear Two Live Crew when you go to vote, just know Zoe's there.
Oh, Zoe's there.
God bless America.
That's the show.
That's the show. Well,
and y'all, if you want to vote absentee, you can.
Yeah, do what you need to do.
If your state can vote by mail. You know, sign up for that vote because it is your duty.
It is your duty. It's a blessing, and it's right, and you should do it. Okay. A lot of people don't get that. Mother Pooh would say, "Well, can you imagine if you couldn't vote? can you imagine what happened?"
My mother's voted in every election since she was 18.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
like oh boy,
she worked for Kennedy.
Oh wow, she did.
Yeah,
wow. I bet if someone
it was difficult because my father liked Nixon.
I bet.
Which is weird now because my mother's a lot more conservative sometimes in ways than my father.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, before we go into Poodle's parents, y'all, find us at 90daygays.com. Come at us at Lalu.
Come at us on Lalu at our $8 tier on our Patreon.
We're having a good time. Y'all, if you're at the $15, you're getting the watch and chat. We're dropping your Bi-Curious episode this Friday. It's going to be our second Indian matchmaking.
Double Indian matchmaking.
Yep. So that's going to drop on, and if you're on the Patreon, even at the $5 level, the week of the 16th to the 22nd is our year anniversary.
Anniversary!
So all of you patrons
send
are
going to
get everything for free.
Paper.
Oh, Jesus. Y'all
just send me a $100 bill in the mail.
Please
I
don't.
I would love that.
Don't send him money. He's fine. Anyway, y'all.
I just love to take a bath in $100
bills. It's all going to be free. So if you're
like Scrooge fucking McDuck.
If you wanted to try Lalu, or if you're like, I would like to try the watch and chat and see, you're going to get a week of the watch and
be
chat.
Be trisexual. Bill.
Now, just so you know, it's not all the past stuff, because some of you thirsty bitches are going to say, but I thought you said it was all free.
Nope. Just the fucking
just that week,
week,
bitch.
Assholes.
Just that week, bitch.
Listen to these
but you know
people.
What? I appreciate you, because my mother would do the same thing.
Yeah. No, just that week, everything is free.
Just that week, everything's free.
So don't fucking come at us. Why can't I get Tiger Queen for
Sorry,
this time?
Sorry, y'all. You weren't a member then. Yeah. Sorry. All right, everybody. Well, we call these people Lonely Hearts Cause Poodle. Aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love?
Yes. And if you have fucked your town turtle Ernesto, come at us. Call us. Oh, I got that wrong. End it.
Not the first time.